So many of y'all have walked this road with us, but not all of y'all have been around. Midtown 12 South, this church that you're in right now, as that body of people, as Midtown, has been around for about 15 years. This building, though, has been here for about 110 years, and we've been gathering here since I was the senior pastor here for the last 10 or 11 years and loved it, and over the last 7 or 8 years, we have felt like, hey, Lord, we really want to be on this corner long term. We don't own this building. So about a year and a half ago, almost 2 years ago, the elders, the leadership here felt like in talking with the owners here, it was time to pursue potentially being here long term, either buying or long term leasing here. We did the capital campaign in faith that it was the right season. That was September of 2024, so a year and a half ago, we started a capital campaign in faith. And there's been a wild ride ever since of talking with the owners, trying to update y'all. Hey, they're not going at the pace we want, and we don't really know what the answer is going to be. But as of about 5 days ago, we have a signed contract from them to buy this building. Amen. We can't afford it, so we told him no. No, I'm kidding. So here's like with all the joy and jubilation of that, let me just say a few things. One is really what that news does in the joy of it is it also kind of shotgun starts us for a lot more work, but it's work we really want to be doing and work we've been waiting to be doing. We have not closed on it. We have a signed contract, but you know when you buy a house, there's then a closing date. We have not closed on it. One of our polity issues in our denomination is that actually the members of the church have to vote before we can actually own a property. And so there will be a member vote. Probably sometime late April, we'll get through Easter, late April, maybe early May, but in the next couple of months to call a congregational meeting, to have a vote, to vote. Because we cannot sign officially, and that's in the contract until our members have voted on it to officially do it. That will be a time to ask questions for sure, and certainly any time between now and then, we welcome your questions. Right now, we're not going to do that. We're going to enter the sermon text. But just a few factoid points that are helpful to know on this as we celebrate and then begin to ask some questions. One is that when we entered the capital campaign a year and a half ago, which some of y'all weren't even here for, we were hoping for around a $7 or $8 million purchase price. We thought that would have been an incredible deal, and it would have been. They went a little higher than that, but it still is an incredible deal. Our purchase price is $10.8 million, which I know that sounds like a lot of money, but I just need to tell you on this street, it actually is still a steal for us to acquire this piece of property and actually the house behind the property, kind of the whole corner here. So 10.8 is great. Our pledges from our capital campaign season totaled about $9.5 million. So those that we have 9.5 pledged, we have a purchase price of 10.8. So here's what that means. One, if you pledged in the capital campaign season, we would ask that you turn those pledges into cash soon because we would like to close with as little amount of debt as possible. In that same vein, we're about 1.5-ish short of closing with absolutely no debt. So we would love between now and closing to get as many pledges in as we can. They're going to stretch the closing date to let us raise some more money and make pledges turned into cash. We would love to do that as quickly as possible so we can close with as little debt as possible. And we'd really love to close with no debt. But here's what that means. I'm just priming the pump for your souls is that purchase price then sets us up to then if and how we're going to renovate this corner, we'll probably have to do another capital campaign, which is my least favorite announcement I've ever made. But it's a humbling one. It's also a huge, it's an opportunity to trust the Lord, that this is where he's led us and this is how he's led us thus far. And this is, we're going to keep following him. So huge news, this piece of the storyline, I didn't ever know if it would actually happen. Dealing with these owners who are lovely. They're not mean. They just have not gone at the pace that we have wanted them to go. To have a signed document from them with all the terms agreed to is incredible. Only the Lord could have done it. So that's where we are. You'll hear more. If you got questions like immediately following the service, find me, find a staff person, find an elder. we are committed to being as transparent as possible with you guys through this whole process. It's why, like, even with a bunch of questions still, we want to make the announcement today. We just got the news on Tuesday afternoon, and it was like, we're telling our people on Sunday. Like, this is y'all's building. This is not the elders' building or the staff's building. This is y'all's. So if you're visiting, welcome. We've had a story and a journey on that front, but we're really, really thankful, and more to come on that. Wanted you to know. No questions right now, but please, if you got them, bring them. We welcome them.